With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Right, forgive me. I had to make a couple of rather urgent phone calls with regard to what you've told us, Sergeant O'Hara. Right, I'm ready. Thank you, Inspector.
Restarting interview at 1614. Sergeant O'Hara, we have established that all the islanders aboard the Chinook died when it crashed into the sea on the evening of Saturday the 20th of April. As far as you know, who was left alive and where exactly were they at this time?
There was Father McKenna and Major Tanner. They went back to the church with a few more of the remaining soldiers.
Can you be any more accurate, please?
Not really. I don't know exactly how many made it back from the forest. I don't know how many died on that Chinook. I believe a couple were still at the church guarding Kai. So I can only estimate there were between 5 and 10 soldiers left on the island, maybe less.
All right, and who else?
There was no one else. Only Kai, myself and Twig.
That's it?
Yes. Everyone else had gone.
Tell us what happened after the crash.
Just a moment, Inspector. Would you like some water, Sergeant? Yeah.
Thank you.
I understand this must be very difficult for you, Sergeant.
I'm okay.
Well, you're doing a very thorough job and we really appreciate it.
Could you tell us then, as far as you can remember, what happened immediately after the helicopter crash? What sort of state were you in? And the girl, Elizabeth Ward, when did you see her again?
Straight after McKenna and Tanner went back into the church, I ran to the cottage to find Twig.
Twig! Twig, it's me! Where are you?
Jackie?
I saw it all. It was so...
I know.
Did everyone die?
Look, I have to go right now.
Did they?
Yes. I'm so sorry, Twig.
All the people.
We have to stay strong, Twig. We have to.
Why did he do it?
What do you mean?
He raised his arm as the helicopter came down. Why did he kill them?
I don't understand it, but it's all some sort of plan, Kai said. I don't know.
You saw him. You saw Kai?
Yeah.
He's alive then?
Yes, but they have him. Come on, we've got to go. Grab some stuff, food, torches, anything. Here, take that bag, look in the cupboards. Take whatever might be useful.
What about you?
I'm going to the harbour to find a boat. We have to get off the island.
But they will find us with their dogs.
Well, we'll just have to be smarter than them, won't we?
Smarter than the devil.
Come on, love. We did it before. When we left the cave, we got all the way across the island without them finding us. We can do it again.
But we have to help him.
Who? Kai?
We cannot leave him to die. He will die.
There's nothing we can do.
No, no, no. He protected me. Saved me. I cannot go without
him. Look, Twig. Kai was the one who said we have to get away. If we go back to find him, they'll kill us both. Now, come on. What are you doing?
Wait to the spear.
Christ. Don't move.
Outside the door in the front garden and all across the road, there were hundreds and hundreds of birds. Ravens, starlings, gulls. I'd never seen so many in one place. And in the middle of them, right in front of us on the path, stood a large group of crows.
The devil's bird.
What are they doing?
They're watching us.
And they were just looking straight at us with their black eyes, like they were guarding the cottage.
Slowly back up, real slow now. What's that all about?
The genie, son.
What?
He knows we're here.
Come on, we can get out the bathroom window.
The bullets had missed me and hit the window frame, shattering it and throwing me back. I'd fallen down the embankment behind the cottage about 20 feet into the undergrowth. I lay there, unable to move. My head was throbbing so hard. I could feel blood running down my face. I really thought they would come round the back any second and finish me off. There was nothing I could do. But after a few minutes, no one came. I realised they'd taken Twig and left me for dead. Shortly after that, I passed out.
You two!
Sir.
Sir.
How's the prisoner?
His vitals are okay, Major.
Actually, they're more than okay. He's stabilised already, which is extraordinary considering how much blood he's lost and what he's been through. He's incredibly strong.
Uh-huh. You have a problem with that soldier?
No, sir.
Then what is it?
I just...
Say it.
Well, I just don't get it, sir. I mean, with all respect, but 15 of our team are dead now and I have 3 more wounded back there. And yet this son of a bitch gets better treatment than any of them.
Shut it, will you?
I'm sorry, Major. I don't want to question anything.
I'm glad to hear it. Is that all, soldier?
I know how important he is.
Do you now?
Yes, Major, but as your medical officer, I have to say, in my opinion, we should just let him die and look to our own.
Shut the fuck up, for all our sakes.
No, it's interesting to hear my people's opinions, hmm? The thing is, though, soldier, I don't believe you really do know how important that man is. Let me explain something to you. My family has hunted him for generations. He's always managed to elude us, but somehow, whenever we attempt the ceremony, out of nowhere, he suddenly surfaces again. The fact is, he has killed hundreds of our people over the years and caused us more setbacks, scuppered more of our plans than any governmental force or Catholic Inquisition or miraculous divine intervention. This son of a bitch, as you call him, is a one-man army with a direct line to God. So do you get it now, soldier?
Yes, Major. I'm sorry. Please forgive me.
Forgive you? What are you, Christian? You should be proud. We have delivered the first successful harrowing in over 100 years. I tell you, soldier, the War of Wars has begun. Our Lord is incarnate again, and believe me, what we have achieved today will resonate for decades to come. This man is God's final and only true defense. And we have him now. Right here. So I suggest you just do your job and take care of him.
Yes, sir.
I don't know how long I was unconscious, but it must have been a few hours because it was dark when I came to. I was freezing, and the pain in my head was unbearable. When I got up, everything hurt. But I managed to get moving. I crept back around and into the cottage. There was no sign of anyone. I found the spear under the bath. It must have fallen there when they took Twig. I don't know why, but I grabbed it and went.
What was your plan?
I didn't have one. I mean, the original plan of getting a boat off the island was no longer an option. Not without Twig. I had to find her. I made my way back through the village, down towards the church. I thought maybe they'd taken her there, like Kai. As I got closer, I could see this strange light up ahead. I thought at first it must have been the sun coming up. Only it was coming from the west. I kept to the shadows, hiding behind the debris strewn across the street. I remember the air was so heavy. As I got closer, I could see where the light was coming from. The whole of the area in front of the church was lit up by fire.
Fire?
Burning piles of wood gathered in a circle. They were lighting up the huge old yew tree that stood in the centre. Supposedly it marked the original settlement, the oldest part of Dorry. It was the only tree in the village that had survived the storm, pretty much untouched. God knows how. When I approached the nearest fire, I heard voices.
Who was it? Who was there?
Tanner, with a couple of soldiers standing guard. In front of them, McKenna was pacing up and down. He was different now. Completely changed. His body was no longer hunched over or stiff, but upright and powerful. I had to get closer. I couldn't hear what they were saying, so I went round the back of one of the burned out houses and crept through to the front. From there, I could see everything. I could see Kai. He'd been raised up onto the old tree, his arms stretched out to the sides along two of its branches. They were crucifying him. There were these long, what looked like iron spikes driven through his hands and feet. It was horrible. There was so much blood. When the priest, or whatever he was now, turned, I could see his eyes shining in the firelight. They were black. Pitch black.
Why did he give it all to you? You, who knew nothing. Why did he grant you eternal life in this paradise when I, who loved him, and whom he loved, I was banished, despised, sent to the very pit of hell? Why? But it is over now. For there is one way to free you. Isn't there, Roman? Bring me the girl.
One of the soldiers went inside the church, and a few moments later came back with Twig.
Ah, that's it. Faljorst medal ting hukam.
She looked terrified, all bent double and shaking.
Good girl. Have they treated you well? Excellent. Now, I need you to help me, Elizabeth. Tell me, this man, you know him, don't you?
He is... Kai.
Yes. He has gone by many names, but for you, Elizabeth, he is simply Kai. Indeed, there is so much about him you do not know. Suffice to say, we are in the presence of a living holy relic. You see, of all the adversaries the Old One has sent over the centuries to lock horns with me, this man has been the most persistent. But you must know, Elizabeth, you also are special. Very special indeed.
Leave her alone.
Oh, he doesn't want me to talk to you. He's scared. I'll tell you the truth. You see, I know you, child. I've known you a long time. Ever since your little soul was curled up in the ether, I marked you as my special one. Look at me, Elizabeth.
No.
Do you want to know the truth?
What truth?
Well, let's start with a simple one.
Don't
what?
Who killed your family, child?
No.
Who killed your little brother, Michael? Who sliced off old Jenny's head?
I do not know.
Oh, I think you do, my dear.
Shut up. Don't listen to him, girl.
Why not? You're always mumbling on about that truth, eh? Or don't you think the girl deserves some of it? If you bring forth that which is within you, it will save you, etc., etc. It sickens me to quote your scripture, but that's one of your favorites, isn't it, Roman? From your old friend Thomas the Doubt.
No, don't you dare.
Or what? What will you do, you pathetic dog? I am the risen angel! You are nothing!
He raised his hand sharply, and somehow, without anyone going near it, the yew tree suddenly moved, pulling and stretching Kai.
Elizabeth, will you not look at me? Let us bring forth that which is within you. That which will save you.
I just want to know what happened to my family.
Oh, you know. Deep down, you already know.
What do you mean?
All your life, you've been denied your own power. By your family, by this petty, inward-looking island. And now by this interloper. Your whole life has meant nothing. Until now. Stand with me, Elizabeth. Accept who you are, and this world is yours.
No! Stop! Oh, Satana!
You must watch! Roman!
Listen to me, girl. I'll tell you who murdered them.
This should be good.
He killed your family. He did it!
Me? Poor old Father McKenna? I wasn't even there.
You were. Don't listen to him. He's the one.
I remember.
What?
I remember.
You do?
No.
Yes.
There was so much blood.
Yes, that's it. So much blood. But before the blood, tell me what happened.
I was in my bed.
That's right. But you were dreaming, weren't you, child?
Yes.
This.
No, no, watch, Roman. It's a beautiful thing, the memory. How your God has allowed you a way of forgetting the most crucial moments of life. You just blank them from your tiny minds. But occasionally, with a little help, everything comes flooding right back.
I dreamed of a horse. There was a black horse.
Yes. And what was this horse doing?
He was offering me.
What? What was he offering you?
The poor girl was terrified.
Everything.
How generous of him.
I wanted to run down and hold her.
He was in the house on the landing.
Don't look him in the eye, girl.
I remember. He walked down the hall.
Really?
He opened my mom's door.
Are you sure about that, child? You see, I think someone else opened it.
Stop this.
Think. Who opened the door to your ma's room?
I didn't.
That's my girl!
No!
I couldn't believe it. It couldn't be true.
I opened it. And I went in.
Excellent.
I did it.
It wasn't you, girl.
I killed them.
No, it was him. He did it. Not you.
It was me. I remember.
Twig sank to her knees in front of McKenna. When she finally looked up at him, her eyes, they turned as black as his.
No, look at me, girl. Don't look at him. Look at me. That's it. You must listen. You did not kill them. It was him infecting you.
I took the knife
yes.
from the kitchen.
Yes. Ah, the knife.
Trooper, bring her the knife.
One of the soldiers took out what looked like a large kitchen knife and presented it to Twig.
A knife like this, perhaps?
Yes.
Yeah.
No! Girl, it wasn't you!
Twig slowly reached out and took the knife in her hand.
Show me what you did, you glorious child. Here, come, show me what you did.
I took the knife and walked to my mom's bed.
Yes, take it. Take it now.
No.
Yes, child, that's it. Tell me what you did.
This is what he wants. Don't let him do this.
Silence! Your part is played, Roman! Tell me what you did, child.
I pushed the knife into them.
Oh, be my hand once more. Don't you see, Roman? Only that which you truly love may release you. Is that not so? Here is the real trap set to catch you. This harrowing has not been about me at all. It's all for you. And our friend here, my frail Twig, has been the key to everything. Today, you die. And so next time, the world shall be mine. Go on, Elizabeth.
She was in some kind of trance. It wasn't her. She walked to the tree and stood in front of Kai. She raised the knife with its tip pointed at his chest. I couldn't bear it any longer. I grabbed the spear and ran out of the house.
Twig! No! Don't do it!
My lord!
Get the fuck away from us!
Sergeant.
He simply reached out and my throat closed. My hands dropped the spear, my feet were taken from under me, and I was thrust up into the air.
Jackie!
On your command, my lord, shall we kill her?
McKenna took a step towards me, and as he held me there with this incredible power, I knew it was over. I was going to die, and he had won.
You can stay and watch the Roman die.
No! Stop!
Behind him, I saw Twig was holding the spear. She looked up at me.
And then I will rip out your soul.
Stop.
Her eyes were that beautiful green once more.
I said stop!
And she thrust the spear hard into McKenna's back.
I burst!
Oh,
What happened then?
I'm not sure.
What happened after the girl stabbed the priest?
There was a light. I'm sorry. I'm very tired.
Go on. You must tell us.
Mr. Pryor, I think...
No, it's important, Inspector. Don't you see? Tell us, what did you see?
A great white light. It was so strong. It hurt my eyes. Surrounded me. I couldn't see anything else. It swallowed everything and then...
Yes?
I was falling. Falling into it. Like I was dying, only... It didn't matter. Nothing mattered anymore. I'd never felt such...
Such what?
Such... peace. It was peace. Just this perfect peace. I don't remember anything else.
From the records we have, I see you didn't regain consciousness for 22 days. Is that correct?
I think so, yes.
And this was in the Glasgow Royal Infirmary?
Yes.
Where you received extensive treatment for your head injury and then you were later transferred to a respite centre?
Yes, ma'am.
Your skull had been fractured?
From the fall at the cottage. It took a while to heal, about 4 months in all.
There is just one final thing I would like to show you, if that's all right with you, Mr. Pryor.
Of course.
For the record, this is item JFI-35, an image taken from the CCTV footage picked up near the French-Swiss border last month. It is of a teenage girl and a man travelling south together. Please tell us, Sergeant, is this the man you call Kai?
Maybe. I don't know, it looks like him. Their hair's shorter, but...
And the girl? Is that...
Yes. Yes. That's Twig. That's her.
You're sure? That is Elizabeth Ward.
Definitely. I'd know her anywhere. Oh, God. Oh, God. God, she's safe.
I'm afraid not. We only received this from the Swiss police yesterday morning. They'll be long gone by now and could be anywhere. It seems that they have done a very effective job of avoiding other cameras. This was taken by a private security system outside a house they passed.
It was pure fluke we got hold of it at all.
But she's with him. Don't you see? She's with Kai. He didn't abandon her.
I don't understand. Are you saying you're pleased this man has got her?
Of course. He'll protect her like he's always done.
Protect her from whom exactly?
The devil and his disciples. They'll all be searching for them now. Even if you find her, you won't be able to stop them getting to her. No, she's better off with Kai.
Because otherwise she'll be in danger from supernatural forces?
Yes, exactly. That's what I've been trying to tell you for the past few hours.
Very well. Thank you, Inspector.
Interview terminated at 1644.
That's it. We've finished.
Yes.
And what happens now?
I will make my report and Mr. Pryor will send his assessment to the Home Office.
So I can go?
Not quite.
Why not? Look, I understand what this is about. I know how serious it all is.
Actually... I'm not sure you really do grasp the enormity of what has happened here, Sergeant.
I do.
Please, Inspector, may I? For a moment.
Yes, sir.
Sergeant, as it stands, we believe that the casualties on Toll Moor died or were killed as a direct result of the actions of this man, Kai, whom you allowed to escape.
What? No, it was Major Tanner.
It seems that this Kai, as you insist on calling him, somehow planned the whole thing.
No, it was Tanner. He was working for McKenna, for the devil.
However, as I told you, we do have various sources of information, diaries, recordings, and so forth, that have accused you of somehow being in league with him.
With Kai? But it wasn't him!
Subsequently, Sergeant, you are now heavily implicated in what happened on Toll Moor. And these are very serious charges.
But I've explained to you what happened. What really happened. The truth. I know I didn't quite get everything down the first time, but anyone would understand. This was
Please, be quiet for a moment, Sergeant.
What we are trying to tell you, Sergeant, is that your explanation doesn't really add up, does it? Your new version of events, this story of a supernatural occurrence, it carries no evidence whatsoever to back it up. Inspector Carey is left with no choice but to recommend your detention and subsequent prosecution for obstruction of justice and multiple first-degree murders. Whereas I cannot recommend that any such prosecution goes ahead.
I don't understand.
You're sticking to your new story, that the devil is responsible for the deaths of the 79 people last April on Tolmore?
It's not a story.
Right, thank you, Inspector Carey. I've heard enough. I can take it from here.
Very well, Mr. Pryor. Goodbye, Sergeant O'Hara.
Wait. Wait, hang on. You can't just end it like that. What's happening?
It appears it's just you and I now, Sergeant.
No, I want to talk to the inspector.
Please, calm down,
Sergeant. No, I won't bloody well calm down. What's going on?
I'm sorry, Sergeant. I have to confess I haven't been completely honest with you, I'm afraid.
What do you mean?
The phone calls I made earlier this afternoon were to my superiors. You see, I don't actually work for the Home Office. Well, I do, officially. But my true superiors, the people I really work for, they will be most fascinated by what you've told me. And so now I can complete my assessment, Sergeant. Would you like to hear the good news or the bad news?
What?
In truth, I have found you are of sound mind.
Really?
Completely sound. I'm sure you're glad to hear that I not only believe everything you have said, but unlike Inspector Carey, I know it to be true. And that is where the bad news comes in. You see, I had hoped you had not seen quite so much, or rather that you hadn't connected so much of what you saw in quite the way you did. But I have to admit, I have been struck down during your extremely honest testimony by a certain rather intense envy. You are one of the few of us alive who have witnessed and indeed survived a harrowing. And for that, I must congratulate you.
What are you doing?
I'm afraid I cannot dispatch you as we did in the good old days of yore, Sergeant. Oh, to be able to once more set fire to you in the town square and watch you burn.
What?
But for now, I will have to report that you are insane. Dangerously and permanently so, and that I recommend an indefinite confinement for the good and safety of the public.
Sir.
Thank you, Constable.
Wait!
Goodbye, Jackie.
No, no, you can't do this.
It's been a real pleasure.
Wait! You can't just leave me here! You can't do this! Hey!
Thank you, Constable. Be sure no one else has any contact with Sergeant O'Hara until you hear from me.
Yes, Mr. Pryor.
She is now classified as an extremely high-risk individual and must be kept in isolation. I'll shortly be arranging her transfer to a secure facility. Understood?
Of course, sir.
Good. Well, Constable, have a quiet evening, if that's possible.
I'll try, sir. Good night.
The Harrowing by Mark Healy. Sergeant Jackie O'Hara was played by Joanne Froggatt. Mr. Pryor by Adam James, Inspector Carey by Rosalind Elazar, Kai by Stuart Scudamore, Twig by Sorka Grounsell, Father McKenna by Alec Niman, Major Tanner by Reggie Jean Page, Alan Forbes by Stuart Martin, Karen Forbes by Hilary McLean, Frank Guthrie by Lewis Howden, Ewan McFarlane by Jamie Meekie, Paul Rutherford by Blair Kincaid, Mickey Brodsky by Tom Crowley, Davey by Alex Graydon. The police constable was Scarlett Maltman. The child reading in the church was Maya Graydon, and other roles were played by the cast. The sound design is by Rich Evans, and photography is by Helen Murray. The executive producers are Robert Delamere and Sarah Dool, and the series is produced for Story Glass by Ben Walker. If you've enjoyed listening to The Harrowing, you may also enjoy Max and Ivan, Fugitives, a geopolitical comedy thriller podcast series from Storyglass.
Max, you okay?
That blank document.
Yeah?
I just ran the Russian file name through Google Translate.
Right. What does it mean?
You're dead.
On the outskirts of Cambridge, a mystery is uncovered which can only be solved by the world's most brilliant minds. Unfortunately, it falls to two completely unsuitable men, Max and Ivan.
Ivan?
Yeah?
Here's the thing. I think I'm definitely having a panic attack.
Oh, okay. I've got some apps. Calm, Headspace, Digipill.
Yeah, cool. Is there a Digipill for, we downloaded 4 gigs of encrypted Russian files and as a direct result someone was murdered by a police officer and the only one who seems to know what's going on is basically a mute getaway driver who's breaking the speed limit to take us to the airport?
We do not have much time.
Thanks, mate.
I guess that could class as general anxiety?
Forget it.
Storyglass presents Max and Ivan, Fugitives. A geopolitical comedy thriller in 8 parts, featuring Max Aleska, Ivan Gonzalez, Adam Buxton, Alice Lowe, Gemma Whelan, Kyle Kinane, Stephen Mangan, and many more. Subscribe for free now at Apple Podcasts, Acast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.